the dining room, but I, and that had stained glass in it. That was in the dining room. No.
Oh yes, over here in your fireplace.
Yeah.
How would you describe that? Smoke that goes up from there. What do you call that?
Well, I have gas logs in there.
You do.
And I don't haven't used any wood in it since the first year we were here. As we'd have to take a stain remover, some kind of acid, and get all that off every time we had a fire. So we got tired of that, and so I had the gas logs put in.
Well, what caused that stuff?
See, we used wood, mm-hmm. wood logs. And every time when the fire was gone, then we'd have to take all the ashes out and clean all of that, and then clean the back of that thing, and the back of the fireplace there with that acid. I've forgotten what we use now, but I said that was for the birds, so I just had that thing stopped up and just put the gas logs in there, and I've enjoyed those more. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have a bad, serious fire in there?
Pardon?
Did you ever have a serious fire in there?
One time, when the logs rolled out and burned, I guess about 2 feet out, and had to have the reflooring it put in there, and but it wasn't too bad. It was just about the length of that hearth there, and about 2 feet out.
Did you have a fireplace in your old home over there in the courthouse square?
Yes. Fireplaces.
Used it all the time?
Used it, and then put in those stoves, you know, when they quit using the old coal that you put coal in, you know,
mm-hmm.
had those put in, and land, I wouldn't know how to live like that anymore.
Must have been a lot of work.
It was.
Did your mother have to do all that work herself?
No, we always had help.
Mm-hmm.
But back in those days, we had a colored woman that worked for us that we called her Mammy.
Mm-hmm.
And she did boss us around, believe me. And but we respected her and loved her.
Mm-hmm.
And she wouldn't let us come in the kitchen when she was cooking anything. And we used to say, well, this is my daddy's house. And she'd say, I can't help it if it is your daddy's house. You don't come in this kitchen. We didn't either.
Mm-hmm.
But we loved her.
She probably loved me too.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
As she got older, and all I used to take whiskey to her,
mm-hmm.
and just a little at the time, say mm-hmm. half a pint at the time. And the doctor said it would do her good,
mm-hmm.
and then she got blind, but she could tell my footsteps, her mother's footsteps, coming down that walk
mm-hmm.
when she couldn't see us.
Was that right here in town?
Pardon?
Is that right close by, or did you have to go home?
Yeah, it was just about a mile from here. Back in those days, see, that's mm-hmm. been many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she lived in this little house, and she could always say that she knew whether it was my mother or myself.
Mm-hmm.
And she went, and I looked after all the years that she lived, Mother and I did, and she wanted some of that long underwear. And I walked all over Atlanta, Georgia, trying to find her some long